It's time for another dose of digital dissemination, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Now again, Nancy!
Talking about the Yahoo breach announced on the Yahoo blog Thursday night. I got to give them some credit in terms of how they handled it. I thought Yahoo did a good job handling it. They immediately notified their customers. They sent text messages out to the phones for those who had linked their phone to their account. They changed passwords to some of the accounts and emailed out, you know, that their password had been changed. And, I mean, you know, one of the keys to being perceived as really responsible as a company handling these things is really being responsive. You know, if you're a tech company and you haven't kind of figured out that this is eventually going to happen, you've got a problem. You shouldn't be in the business. Now, if for some strange reason you never in the history of your company ever have to deal with anything like this, then you got some kind of mojo that, you know, you need to bottle and sell. So as a tech company, you got to have a plan. What happens when this happens? This is how you handle it. And you do it very aggressively. You don't waste time. You do it very transparently. You communicate like mad. And I think they did a great job. Probably one of the best jobs of handling a breach that I've seen. I mean, you know, when they immediately send out text messages to all the phone numbers and emails and change passwords immediately. I mean, that's just a really positive thing. Now, of course, we're assuming that they're being completely honest and accurate in their reporting of what they did and how they did it. This was communicated in a Yahoo blog Thursday night. Now, if the breach happened last November, that's a problem. Now, they're saying it was, you know, this week, so we're assuming that they're accurate. And that's another thing, that, you know, the transparency. You know, you just simply have to be transparent. And you know, we're seeing challenges with that. And it's nothing new, but it just seems to be, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting paradox. The lack of transparency on so many corporate and political situations is more widely reported than ever. So I suppose that's a positive, and that's kind of a strange twist. It's almost involuntary transparency. It's reported so before it would not be reported at all. And now we're learning things that people aren't doing what they're saying, and people aren't saying what's actually accurate. And right.
What happened was we didn't realize they were lying to us before.
Yeah.
Now
so the
know.
Impression is that they're lying more now.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I think that just feels like that's the case because we know now.
We hear more of it. Yeah.
Kind of a, you know, there's another negative angle. I hate this. I think it's actually very positive. Once you understand that that's the case, it just makes it easier to deal with stuff. And when somebody doesn't lie, you're just so happy. What a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic with Yahoo this morning. What a company! Mm-hmm. Although, you know, like I said before the break, if somebody's making a decision to use either Yahoo or Google, which is the better company? Which does a better job with the technology? Which does a better job with your security and privacy? You know what? I'm going to go with Google. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I think they also do a better job with harvesting your data and utilizing it for advertising. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's one of the reasons they can do a better job in other aspects, because they have the money to do it. And then, of course, the most important thing, and you know this, I know you agree, Google's motto says it all. Do no evil.
Yeah, right.
Is that too much? Is that like the creepiest thing possible?
I think they need to change
it. Could that be any creepier?
Yeah, I think they need to change it. They would need to change it to something like, would I lie? Something like that. You know, something more obvious.
Yeah. Do no evil.
I'm not.
I mean, it just reminds me of like a...
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Droids? Droid in my pocket, dude.
Exactly.
Are you
what
kidding
I'm saying.
Me?
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Lots of
iPhones are over there in the corner.
What kind of a voice is that? What is
I'm
that?
I'm trying to do
Who
what's
is
his
that?
Name. Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, is that what that is?
You know, what's his
it
name?
Sounds
that
different.
That played him. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. What's the actor's name?
I have no clue.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in the very first Star Wars?
I don't know.
We got people jumping up and down, probably going to start
emailing
us.
Screaming.
I have no clue.
It's, what's his name? Big, the famous actor. The old guy. Come on.
Don Rickles.
Exactly. It's Don Rickles with the beard.
I'll
think about it and I'll let you know.
James Earl Jones.
That's
Darth Vader. I don't know. 866-821-8255. Another fun thing too that I ran across this week was an article in the Washington Post. I enjoy sort of stuff with historical perspective, and a guy did an article where he took a 1991 ad from a Radio Shack ad from the newspaper. Now I don't know how he came across this. But he just glanced at the ad and said, wow, you know, I have an iPhone. And you're looking at he's a page of electronic devices on sale at Radio Shack that they're advertising in 1991. The iPhone replaces about $3,000 worth of 1991 technology. And it makes sense. It's true. There's a Tandy 1000. That's another thing, too, is, you know, just going back and thinking about all this little technology. And what's funny is this ad has my first cell phone in it.
Does it?
Yes, it does. Yep. Mobile cellular telephone. And it's the one where the box sits in the trunk. There's about a 12-foot cable that runs out along the tunnel to the front of the car internally. 6-foot whip antenna. But $15.99 for the Tandy 1000. You know, $1,599. Then $199 for the phone that we just mentioned. Deluxe portable CD player. You could say that it's replaced also by an iPhone because you can play MP3 on the iPhone. $160 for that.
You know what's amazing, though?
Is that CB phone. Radio, $80.
That phone's about the same price as a smartphone now.
I know.
Interesting.
With the contract. With the contract.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that is that as a phone, that was a better phone as a phone. It had like 3 watts of power instead of 3 megawatts.
Yeah.
Or 3 milliwatts, not mega.
Yeah.
3 milliwatts of power. And so, I mean, it was, you know, you could be 60 miles from a cell tower and have incredible transmission. But, yeah, you know, a CB radio for $50. Here's an interesting one, too. VHS camcorder for $800. 20-memory speed dial phone for $30. Handheld voice activated cassette tape recorder, $30. So yeah, it's true. There's it's interesting about $3,000 worth of technology replaced by your iPhone. It's it has certainly saved us some money. Although that $150 a month gets a little costly. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason and your calls at 866-821-8255 after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave.
I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.